Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to talk to you now for just 5 minutes about some of the problems of the national economy of the United States. Now, of course, I know and you know that 5 minutes is very little time in which to discuss such a complicated and comprehensive problem. But as one man has said, since all of us have economic problems, all of us have a right to consider the problem as best we can and for as much or as little time as we may have available. There are those who say that the government should get out of business. And of course, I think all of us would agree that when the government is in business in which it does not properly belong, that it should get out. And when it is interfering with the normal operation of private enterprise in this country, that I would be among the first to say that this is a good rule. But we cannot say that government has no responsibility for the state of the national economy. This would be to deny all of the facts of modern history. When you consider, for example, that government expenditures come close to $70 billion a year, and when you consider that government tax policy, which takes some $70 billion out of, out of the pockets, at least out of the control of taxpayers, these two simple things, the decision as to where this $70 billion should be collected or from whom it should be collected, from what part of the economy or of our productivity it should be drawn, and then the decision as to how it should be spent. That this fact alone does have great bearing and import with regard to the overall operation of the economy. In addition to that, of course, you have the problem of the handling of the national debt, which is in excess of $275 billion, and all of the other direct and indirect government responsibilities in the field of business and in the direction and control of the national economy. It is vitally important, of course, that our economy continue to grow. We are an expanding nation. Our population is growing. In addition to that, we have worldwide commitments in which particularly we are involved in an economic struggle with the communist nations. This, in recent months, within the last year, has become the principal area, in my opinion, of our conflict in the Cold War. And so taking all of these things together, our domestic needs and also the demands of this Cold War, it is vitally important that our economy operate as efficiently as it can be made to operate. I have been distressed, as I'm sure most of you have been distressed, by the fact that the rate of economic growth of the national economy of the United States has slowed down in the period of the last 4 or 5 years. It's been a gradual slowing down. The rate of increase has not kept up. We've gone from about 4.5% a year down to 3 to 2.5 until last year we actually dropped below the level of simply holding our own. In addition to that, of course, we have the fact that at the present time there are some 5 million people unemployed. Now, the statement that this is not so serious because there are some 63 million people who are working is not a very sound economic argument. You may take some consolation from the fact that there might be more people unemployed, but this is no consolation to the men who are out of work, and it doesn't make economic sense. We need to have our able-bodied people fully employed. They have a right to an opportunity to earn a living, and when you consider the potentiality of our economy to produce and to employ people, there's no good reason why they should not be employed. Now, what do we do about the situation? How do we keep things moving? Well, I think the fundamental question, and so far as government can participate, is that of acting to maintain a proper balance between the various segments of our economy and also in terms of the various kinds of income that are produced in our economy. And it's my opinion that this administration, carrying out some of the policies which have been supported in the past by the party which put this administration in power, that these have not been altogether sound policies, that we are suffering in our economy from a lack of balance. And to readjust that demands a number of important decisions in the field of agriculture, in the field of unemployment compensation, in the field of general tax policy. These are the three principal areas. And in the course of this campaign, I shall point to the record that I have made in the past and I think I can show that I anticipated some of the difficulties that we are now experiencing in our economy. And I can say that if what I had recommended 2 years, 3 years, 4 and 5 years ago, that if these recommendations had been accepted, that some of the difficulties we are now experiencing would not have occurred, or at least they would not have occurred in the same measure and with the same strength that they are now occurring. It will be my purpose to present to you my record and to point out to you how what has happened when my record was followed, or what I recommended was followed, how these things have turned out to some good, and to show if I can how I think things would have been better, or would be better, if what I had recommended, along with other members of the Congress, if these things had been followed, to show that I did anticipate these problems, that there is some good in having at least a simple knowledge of economics and of being willing to make some hard decisions with regard to government policy in this vital field.